Hey friends, welcome to the Make Life Matter podcast. I'm Angela Donadio, and each week I share compelling conversations with leading voices. They encourage us to ground our worth in the word instead of the narrative of the world. Together, we'll make our lives matter no matter what. Here's this week's episode. Hey guys, welcome to March Moments That Matter. And I cannot believe that this is episode 252. Guys, we just hit 250 episodes of the Make Life Matter podcast. You guys are amazing. Thank you. Thank you for leaning in and listening to these conversations. I love having them, and I'm so grateful that you love listening to them. And at the end of each month, I am doing an episode called March Moments That Matter. And each month, I'm going to take you behind the scenes of my ministry, my adventures, things I'm loving, insights God is downloading. And this month is all about finding the strength of sisterhood, living in the power of surrender, and answering the call to be a bridge. So I'm going to dive into each one of those in just a moment. But in April, Dale and I are leading a team to Paul's journeys in Greece. We've never been. I've been to Israel 3 times, but this is our first time to Greece. We are so excited. I will be teaching in Philippi. My first Bible study is on the book of Philippians, so this is going to be so exciting. And we want you guys to come along with us on our journey. So join our adventures through social media and my online community, which will be delivered right to your inbox. So follow me on Instagram at Angela Donadio, or on Facebook at Angela Donadio or Angela Donadio VOV, and then join my online community at angeladonadio.com. That way you'll be in the know about everything, the first to hear, and it's going to be an amazing journey. We cannot wait to share it with you. So let's talk about finding the strength of sisterhood. This was International Women's Day during March. We celebrate women not only right here in the United States, but around the world. It is such a joy and an honor for me to partner, to champion, to come alongside women in so many different countries. This year, not only will we be in Greece, but then I'll be leading a team to Thailand for the World Sealed Summit. I'll be speaking out there in Bangkok for this amazing event that really champions women and the cause of seeing trafficking, human and sex trafficking, eradicated in our lifetime. I will also then be in Romania with my husband later this year, and we'll be doing a conference or retreat for pastors and leaders. And then I will also be with my dad, it looks like, in Central America. So many opportunities to connect with women and men on these trips globally. But we celebrated women for International Women's Day. And also this month, I attended our district women's conference called ROAR. We used to host this at our church. We launched the very first one, and now I think it's in their 4th or 5th year. It's been amazing to see what God has done and expanded this to over 1,000 women from our network that came together. And I witnessed in person the strength of sisterhood. I have 2 sisters myself. I love spending time with them. Not too long ago, we met up in Disney after my dad and I spoke at Synergize in Orlando, and we spent a couple days together. We didn't get much sleep, but we didn't care. We wanted to do all the things, ride all the rides, and just enjoy the strength of sisterhood. But whether you actually have a real blood sister or an adopted sister or just a sister in Christ, we can strengthen, come alongside, champion one another, and realize and remember that we are stronger together. Well, at the ROAR conference, one of our speakers, Ellie Mariquin, said this: "It's not that difficulty won't knock on our doors, but it isn't an excuse for knocking each other down." I loved that so much. I could not write it down fast enough. Yes and amen. And this is my heart for women, that we would come alongside of one another, that we would collaborate for kingdom purpose, and that we would choose confetti over competition and comparison. We don't need to be plagued by comparison, feeling insecure, feeling inadequate. And I know we all have those feelings, but what if we chose confetti over comparison? What if we chose to collaborate for the kingdom instead of to compete? What would this world look like? And again, in the words of Ellie, it's not that difficulty won't knock on our doors, but it isn't an excuse for knocking each other down. So how can we strengthen one another? Look for opportunities this month to come alongside of a woman. In fact, I have ways right here on my website at angeladonatio.com. You can partner with me to champion women, especially in Ghana right now, where we are coming alongside pastors' wives, helping them to start their own small business. And just in the last 6 months, 80 new pastors' wives have been sponsored in rural areas. This not only strengthens their relationship with their husbands as pastors of a church in a rural village area, but it also strengthens their witness in the community that they are in, and it draws more people to them. We have a church plant, River of Life, in a very remote part of Ghana, in northern Ghana. And so I have been many, many times to Africa, and I've seen the strength of sisterhood up close. I've seen what just $100 can do to impact these lives. So if you're looking for a way to say, hey, I want to practically be a part of this, you can head on over to my website and you can be a part of what is going on with women globally through the ministry that I'm doing there with Voice of the Voiceless, which is my nonprofit. And we are working with pastors' wives in Ghana. In April, you'll hear a little bit more about what I'm going to be doing in Thailand and some ways that you can partner with us. Speaking of the strength of sisterhood, one of our speakers at that Roar event was our National Women's Director for the Assemblies of God, Nonda Houston, and she was also one of my guests this month on the podcast where we talked about Captivated by God's Love. That was episode 250, and go back and listen to that if you haven't had a chance to listen to it. She not only is the National Women's Director, but she's the author of this brand new book called Captivated. It's a 6-week study that women can go through. So if you're looking for a small group study, I highly recommend Nanda's book, Captivated. And what we deep dived into the idea of what it could look like if we changed the way that we thought and we lived truly captivated by God's love. Nanda is passionate about encouraging and empowering and equipping women not only to know Jesus, but to make him known. So I really encourage you to listen to that message. It's so, so good. We went into some transparent moments of her life, transitions in her life, and how early on, knowing who Jesus was and knowing that she belonged to him, living captivated by him, that has made all the difference in her life. Also, this month, we're leaning into the power of surrender. What does it look like to live in the power of surrender? Well, earlier this month, Victoria Rugliano, who is a mom of 8, she lives right here locally toward near me. She knows it's not easy raising faithful kids in the world today. And she's a university professor. She's a co-pastor with her husband. And she's the author of Warrior Mother, Equipping Your Heart to Fight for Your Family's Faith. This was such a powerful episode, and she was very transparent that her own mothering journey took her to this point of knowing that the only way she was going to do it was dependent on God and living in the power of surrender. Surrender to his ways and surrender to how the Holy Spirit wants to use our lives. And that shifted the trajectory of her life and her life as a mom. And in that episode, we talk about developing a war plan for your family, how to model your faith. We talk about encouragement for the weary mom. And then finally, this month, I sat down with Kelly Miller, who I absolutely love this conversation. We talked about how we want to live a life of purpose, right? We want our lives to matter, and we can work ceaselessly, tirelessly for the pursuit of happiness and purpose, even good God-aligned things. But what does God really have to say about our efforts? And so Kelly and I talked about this, and we leaned into his new book called Unexpected Joy. He's a former software executive. He's a ministry leader, and he lived in Uganda for 5 years, surrendering his life to the call of coming alongside students, using his gifts and talents. And he challenges us to move beyond the achievement and self-reliance that so many of us can get trapped in. I know I've been there. I can still do that. And instead, embrace a life of sincere obedience, surrender. And that really is the pathway to finding and living in joy. And that comes through surrender. He is the founder of the 314community.org. And you're going to want to check him out and check out all that he has to offer. But what powerful and insightful conversations that we were able to have this month on the podcast. And so take a minute, go back and listen to those. Maybe you have a car drive coming up or you're getting ready in the mornings and that's when you love to listen to podcasts. Finally, I want to talk about answering the call to be a bridge. Not only have my guests done that, but you've seen and just heard woven throughout even just this episode, the power of collaborating for the kingdom, living a kingdom-minded life. And that means, God, what are you doing? What are you doing in the world? And how can I partner with you? What are your assignments for my life? How can I be a bridge? And this month at our own church, River of Life, I preached on this very thing, answering the call to be a bridge. I would love for you to watch my sermon. It was called Unfinished, and it's on our YouTube channel through River of Life. The link is right here in my show notes. And one of the things that I just want to encourage us is to persevere in whatever God is calling you to do. I know that it can be exhausting at times. I know that you can feel discouraged. I know that you can wonder if your efforts are really making a difference. But if you just keep leaning into the power of surrender, keep answering the call to be a bridge. Start small. Start wherever you are. Offer to serve in your own church. Start, as Jesus said, in your own Jerusalem, your local area. And then go to Judea, the surrounding areas. And then Samaria, which is the other, those that are marginalized, those that need us to take Jesus to them wherever they are. And then finally, to the far corners of the earth. But it can start right where we are. You don't even need a passport to answer the call of God to be a bridge. And I want to encourage us that the church, the big C, is called to be a bridge, not to burn one. So I'm just praying for you this week that as you go about not only just your daily ordinary life, that God is going to use you to be a bridge to someone, to be a bridge of compassion, of his kindness, of his grace, of his forgiveness. And I also believe that some of us are called to take the gospel of Jesus Christ across cultural borders, outside of the United States. Some of us maybe even are called to be a missionary, to take the gospel to those who have never heard the gospel before. Can I just encourage you to be willing, just to be willing to do whatever God asks you to do? Because living life in surrender, answering his call, that is the grandest adventure. So I'm so grateful to have these conversations with you. There were so many other moments throughout this month that mattered so much in my heart and life, but especially I wanted to lean into find the strength of sisterhood if you're a woman listening. If you're a man that listens to the podcast, how can you go about encouraging or championing a woman in your life? Maybe your mom, your sister. We're only a few weeks away from Mother's Day. Let's be intentional about looking for ways to come alongside of one another instead of competing. Live in the power of surrender. I know it feels scary, but just surrender and say, God, what is it you want from my life? And then that will lead you to answering the call to be a bridge in whatever way that looks like for you. I want to celebrate having reached 250 episodes. So I'm going to be giving away several books as a bundle for anyone who leaves a review about the Make Life Matter podcast in the next 30 days. Yep, that's it. Just hop on over to wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave me a review about how much you enjoy these conversations, and you could be the blessed winner of a host of books by some of the authors I've talked about right here, like Nonda Houston, Captivated, and some others that have come your way. So thanks for leaving a review. Thanks for subscribing wherever you listen to episodes so that you don't ever miss an episode. I love to hear from you. I love to know what's blessing you and encouraging you. And don't forget, head on over to Instagram and Facebook and follow me there so that you can join us on our journeys to Greece and anywhere else that the Lord takes me so I can take you along. And join my email community. Just head on over to angeladonatio.com and remember to leave a review so that you might take home a bundle of some of my favorite books by authors that we've had right here on the Make Life Matter podcast. Until next time, guys, keep making your life matter for the kingdom. Remember to be a bridge, and I'm praying for you this week. Thanks for joining the conversation. If you've been inspired to make life matter, share a review and subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts so you don't miss an episode. Connect with me at angeladonatio.com, Facebook at Angela Donatio VOV, and Instagram at Angela Donatio. Until next week, let's make life matter.